Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso on Nigeria Info. Now, please, I'd like us to listen carefully as to what we want to do this morning. This morning, I want us to examine the Peter Obi phenomenon. Now, we are not going to run a campaign for him. We are not going to... It's just for us. I just want to get a feel, you know, get a feel of what it's all about. Because even the governor of Edo State was saying, you remember this morning, Opasaki was telling his colleagues that this phenomenon, obedience, and so on and so forth. I've been making efforts to get Peter Obi or Dr. Okupe, but I haven't succeeded yet. I hope I do get them. I put calls through to them and so on and so forth. So at some point, all the candidates will be welcome here anyway, at some point in time. So that is, I've spoken to Peter Obi. He's been on my program, I think, twice in the past. So that's what we are going to do. A lot of the, our lines are working, right? Good. A lot of the participation is going to come from you. But I would plead that, please, it is not, we are not going to fight anybody over it. You must realize that some people don't like or want him. It's part of life. Nobody can see things the way every other person sees it. We'll always have divergent opinions. But we will not tolerate any form of abuse. There'll be no fighting. I also plead that you don't expand it to the social media. I had to knock off somebody off my internet yesterday who persistently decides to insult me on the littlest or smallest of things. Yesterday, for example, I said I don't know why we can't register online to vote. What I actually meant, when you're speaking live, sometimes you can't expand what you're saying. What I'm saying and what I believe is, I don't see why we should put a timeline or we should be struggling to go to voter centers to go and register. You should be able to do it at the touch of a button and move on with your life. There should be no deadline. The elections are conducted as at those who are registered at that time. You know, I couldn't expand all that. This gentleman went out and started saying maybe I was stupid or I was incompetent. He said, look, I just yanked. Is anyone white or something? I just yanked him off. So we are not going to do any of that. We are going to be decent people. You should feel free to disagree with anybody, but mind your language. You know, you should feel absolutely free. We're not. I've heard people say, he forced somebody. Nobody's forcing anything down your throat. And you are the one who told us nobody's telling you to vote for anybody. But I just thought that this Peter Obi phenomenon is the first of its kind that I'm seeing, age 67, where, you know, people would just decide to follow a candidate. He ended up shopping for a party. He's ended up looking for a party. Now he's going to have to do this without the paraphernalia of the other two big parties. And so that's the discussion I want us to have. Let's have, if we have nice civil discussions, even for these supporters who tend to want to like insult people and so, what you do is to ward them off. You know, like this gentleman yesterday, I just yanked him up. You can make your point without being insulting. And I think we all need to learn to do that. To understand the Peter Obi phenomenon, to set the ball rolling, I'll be talking to my favorite person for just 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, Angela. I'll be talking to her, you know, just to set the ball rolling, really. At some point, we'll also see if we can get to talk to Osa. These are my regular resource persons on things like that, but really and truly, this program is for you. Okay? This program is your program. It's 9:05. At 9:15, we will bring Osa in. But remember, our lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-71190. So let me take my first caller, hoping that this caller will set the tone by sticking to the rules. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, Pastor.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo calling from Oriligum.
Yes.
For me, I think for the first time, we are going to have a kind of shaking that will shake the two political parties. Mm-hmm. And we must also understand that at least let's have a neutral person apart from these two people. So for the obedient movement, is something that is going to play a very key role in determining, just like what happened in Osun some time ago, and the man that was supposed to be the third person have to give up during the rerun. So this time around, I think for the first time, Nigeria election may go into a rerun from the way I'm seeing it.
Okay, what do you think will happen to this union he's trying to do with Kwakwanso?
You know, Kwakwanso has a very strong political structure, especially within his own area.
In the north, yes.
Unlike Obi, yes. So for me, and Obi will not want to accept the second feeder,
exactly,
which is the VP. So I don't think they can work. But if both of them can come to a compromise, they will give those two parties a fight for their money. Yes.
Also, before you go, Pastor,
yes, let me
tap your brain a bit. Also, the fact that it's coming a bit late in the day, a lot of groundwork should have been done long before now. What do you think his chances would be, given that as we speak, we are not too sure if he has people to run for the two houses, Senate,
okay,
and House of Reps, and so on?
You see, when it comes to the case of the other man from the north, anytime it comes out, it's not too late. So we know the way they vote in that area. But in the case of Peter Obi, for me, I think it's a bit late for him. But the other man is not too late, because there's a way our northern brothers follows their electoral process.
Yes.
Even
yes.
if they come out tomorrow, and the election is next tomorrow, they still have the way they communicate. You know, our side here, down here, people are too enlightened, and most of them don't get involved in electoral processes. That is the truth. Especially the enlightened people within this our area here, they don't get involved. In that, you will see farmers and all that, but we see all of them getting involved and all of that. So for me, in the side, they are a bit late, but from the other side, I don't think so. But this time around, there will be a shaking.
Okay, thank you very much, Pastor.
Thank you, sir.
I think we have Angela there. Is that her? Who's that? I pick it anyway. Hello, good morning. Oh, we lost her. Hello, morning.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Okay, let's pick another one. Hello, good morning.
I'm sorry, good morning, sir.
Yes.
My name is Serrano, Inka Serrano.
Yes, ma'am.
What I believe is that we have never had an opposition party before. Because let's say we had had an opposition party, the APC couldn't have been doing whatever they want.
Yes.
But no opposition party on ground. Every 4 years, someone will just come and say, we are now contesting.
Yes.
The opposition party is supposed to be on ground to challenge the party that is ruling, the ruling party.
Yes, ma'am.
But we don't have such. And for Peter Obi, the region where he comes from too, I don't know where the people, only Anambra, but the other people, I don't know whether they want him or not.
Okay.
It is only when your region is peaceful and everything that you can go for the larger place.
Okay, ma'am. Are you the former PRO of LSDPC?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Are you, Madam Serrano, are you the Mrs. Serrano who worked in LSDPC?
No. We are family.
Oh, yeah, family.
She's my cousin.
Oh, she's your cousin. Yes. Please give her my regards. I haven't seen her for about 25 years. Okay, thank you.
I'll tell her, sir.
Yes, madam. Thank you very much.
You are doing a good job.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I like what you are doing, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's talk to Angela here now. Angela, morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Angela, morning. How are you? How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, we have just about 10 minutes. We were talking, like I told you yesterday, we are going to talk about this Obi phenomenon. Man, to quickly do it, can you just give us something to think about, you know, what his chances might be and how it might work out?
Now, you know, after we got it so wrong on the APC.
On the APC, yes, so afraid.
I'm not so sure, you know, but the only thing I keep saying, I wish he had started,
earlier.
He had started this movement like 4 years ago. Mm. By now, it would be like, you know, whirlwind blowing. But having said that, it's refreshing. Governor of Edo State is right. A lot of people are exasperated with the two major political parties. They're beginning to treat Nigerians like we don't really matter. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what, it'll be one of us. So, you know, it's a great challenge coming at this time. I'm a bit disappointed he didn't turn up to campaign for the Labour Party in Ekiti State. That would have given him a bit of visibility in the Southwest, and would have encouraged people who are still undecided about him an opportunity, especially the Labour Party candidates in that election, an opportunity to engage with him, photo opportunities, and stuff like that, because all these things count at the end of the day, you know. So, you know, it shakes the game up a little bit. Journalists like myself are happy that there's a new person to talk about, and, you know, someone no one should take for granted.
Yes.
I'm not sure how far he will go in 2023. It's only like 10 months down the line. But definitely, if he sustains this, in 2027, he will be a candidate no one can ignore. There's no doubt about it. But I'm worried because it's so close to the election, how he will make inroads into the North.
Well, a lot of his supporters predicate their conviction that he will win on the fact that whether we like it or not, mobilization is going on heavily, albeit in the urban areas. I think we need to play a safe game here, considering what happened.
mobilizing to register is one thing. Don't forget, now a lot of organizations like churches and so on are telling people, in Catholic churches, in some areas, they're saying you won't attend mass if you don't have your PVC. That's another reason for mobilization. So mobilizing to register is different from actually turning up on the day to vote. Many people are guilty of taking election day as a holiday. They're playing football on the street and so on. The election is still in February 2023. Can this momentum be sustained by those who say they support Peter Obi going forward? And can we discountenance the effect of inducement as well?
Yeah, that bothers me.
It bothers me too, because even if you have the best intention, on the day with the alarming rate of poverty, the cost of food, inflation, if you're standing on a queue and, you know, you don't know where your next meal is coming from, you know, 5,000 naira inducement may just get you to shift your stance. And then you hear people saying, well, you know, we have the better chance in 2027. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that inducement too is still an issue, you know, across all the political parties. So can this momentum be sustained by his supporters? Can they make inroads into the North, especially the Northwest? You know, these are real questions that his supporters also need to to consider and think about. How can they make him a household name in the northern state? No one is going to be elected president if he wins all the votes in the southeast or all the votes in the south-south. He still has to win two other zones. Mm. And you can't discountenance the northwest zone.
Why do you think he visited Wike? What do you think will come out of it?
I'm not sure, because they're both southerners, except, of course, he's asking Wike to come on board his own train. Mm. You understand? Is he asking Wike to come on board, you know, funding, you know, and all that mobilization? Because this is the structure that we talk about. You need money to fund an election, no matter how we all like to pretend money doesn't matter. It does. Moving around costs money. Logistics of meeting your supporters in every state costs money. I know there are a lot of people donating to his campaign, but you still need... The word structure is very ubiquitous. You know, it's a huge, huge word. People still don't get. You know, people saying, I'm going to monitor, I will monitor a Labour Party vote at the polling unit. If you're not a member of the party and the party hasn't appointed you a party agent, you can't. So these are the things, but I'm not sure what Wike is bringing to his table. I'm more concerned about making inroads into the north. He needs northern vote.
Well, I think at the very least, I think at the very least, he might need Wike for cash. I hear the man has a war chest that he wanted to use for himself that can be put to good use.
The PDP is not letting him go easily either. The PDP is not letting Wike go easily either. There's still talk going on. They're still trying to, you know, make amends and so on. So it's not yet settled that, you know, Wike is a beautiful bride. Everyone wants Wike on their side because of the war chest, as you call it. So even if he's meeting with Peter Obi, he may be disillusioned with his non-selection by his party. But he's always said he won't leave the PDP in a hurry.
Okay, Angela, I got to go on a break now. And what this means is that you and I must have a full session sometime next week. I'll call you to arrange that, okay? All right. It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is your day. I just had to talk to Angela for about 10 minutes to set the pace. We'll take a short break now. When we come back, the ball is back in your court. Remember the rules for calling in. Let's sit back and have a jolly good time this morning. I'll see you on the other side. Bye. Yes, so welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And we're enjoying ourselves, I presume. We're enjoying ourselves studying the Obi phenomenon. And we're going to be taking your contributions. And the rules we said earlier on apply. I don't want to keep repeating them like a school teacher. Okay, let's take the next call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris. Are you there? Hello? Okay, let's take another one. Hello, morning. Oh, no. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, morning.
I keep the call because you work. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You have Ambassador Musa here.
Yes, Ambassador, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, to me, obviously, I love your guest, his comments, our comments. That's how to listen. But obviously, my own focal talk is that go and get your PVG. That one is ongoing right now. But because me, I can't wait for me to vote you in 1 year, 2 years.
We don't want you to talk about whether you are going to vote him in. Ambassador, I'll have to cut you off there.
I'm just...
Wait. We had a gentleman's agreement that we were talking about the Obi phenomenon And I remember saying that it's not for you to come and directly show your support that you're good. That would be unfair to. Let's just have a discussion, okay? It's not, we're not asking for support. That's not what this program is about. I just want us to have a discussion on that. Let's pick the Skype call. It's gone. Oh, my God. Oh, we lost him there. Okay, we're going to pick the Skype call. Let's pick another one. It's back. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Who's calling?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Samuel.
Yeah, go on.
Am I on to Jimmy Disu?
Yes, just go on, go on.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity, sir. Well, the Obi phenomenon is a great one, and we are happy for that once in our lifetime we have a third force that we can really say that is viable. But my problem now is this his negotiation with the Kwan Kwanzo movement.
Yes.
And I was really hoping that Alhaji Kwan Kwanzo would have done us the honor and write his name in the record books of Nigeria as being the great man that he is. Because you cannot stop a moving train. And this opportunity that is coming his way is what could change the narratives in Nigeria.
Okay.
But being who he is, I think the only man greater than Kwan Kwanzo in the north is our president, Sheikh Muhammadu Buhari. But if he could willingly sacrifice this opportunity and give us what we are yearning for, give the Nigerians a new hope, give us something to call our own, I think he will stand to be written in the whole world.
Thank you very
because
much.
Because Obi really needs the nod
okay.
at this time to move
thank,
forward.
Thank you. Where are you calling
thank
from?
Thank you, Jimmy Disu.
Where are you calling
thank
from?
Thank you, Jimmy Disu.
Where
I'm calling from Denmark.
Yeah, I can see. Okay. All right. That's a call from Denmark.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, my brother. So now, you know, the issue is, of course, Kwan Kwanzo also has his own ambition. But I think they'll meet themselves at some point. They will meet themselves. Okay? I'm glad that so far we're all trying so hard to stick to the rules. If Ambassador is ready to stick to the rules, he can call back. We gladly take. I know it's a tough one for you not to express yourself in the manner you want to. But, I mean, hey, let's try and just get this right. Okay, let's pick another call. Hello. Sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Morning. Oh, no, we lost that one. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Kayode Mogaji, sir.
Hey, Kayode, how are you?
I'm very, very well.
I won't hail you the normal way I hail you, so that we
you should not. Sir.
So that we don't dabaru this whole discussion.
That would be you going against the gentleman agreement, sir. Uncle Jimmy,
yes,
I'm highly impressed with the movement, and it's something. You know, we've always said this. After NSAS, things will not be the same. Yeah, things will not be the same. This is positivity of NSAS, and when you go to the PVC centers and go everywhere, you like it's. It's just there. You can feel it. Even within the political parties, the meetings, some of us even before, you hear people telling you that, or more. It's like, it's caught up with us, and it's continuing to catch up with us. Unfortunately, where the problem might be is, when they talk about the structure, it's rather unfortunate that some of the people within the party, the Labour Party, are beginning to see Obi as competing with them. There's still this self, this entitlement mentality of the so-called leaders of the Labour Party. and they need to actually wake up and smell the coffee. Obi might not win 2023, but I will tell you now. I might not agree with Madam Ajitu Obi about the time frame. Maybe it's too short. Uncle Jimmy, go and check everywhere politically in the world where the change comes. Usually, it's between 8 to 16 weeks. It just comes weeks. Because if it takes such long time as the plan, like we say, most time it gives the opposition or the people in power, the incumbent, the opportunity to plan,
okay,
to collapse the party.
I
it's just that, unfortunately, like I said, the Labour Party itself, I don't think they are actually ready. I was on a program with a member of the Labour Party somewhere else like a couple of months ago, and I smelled some sort of, they don't understand, they still don't get it. And okay, it's rather unfortunate.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Well, that, of course, you know who Kadi Wagaji is. I'm not going to spill the beans if you want. So that was coming from him, which shows that this phenomenon is a phenomenon. It might be the real deal of some sort, but let's see how it goes. Okay? But I'll pick the next caller. Hello? Yeah, okay, who's that?
On Skype,
who's that?
Azu Frank.
Okay, Azu Frank, yeah. Azu, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Azu, where are you?
Jakarta, Indonesia.
Oof, all the way. What's the time there?
Let me look at my lap. Okay, it's 3:38 p.m.
Oh, p.m., aha. Okay.
3:38 p.m. right now. So good afternoon from here, actually.
How are you? Good afternoon, yes.
I'm good. On the topic, Obi, the new guy, the phenomenon, like you called him. Yeah, very interesting. I think what is bringing him forth and is the abysmal performance of what we have now, the APC. Today I was listening to you and Sharif. The president left the country in turmoil, a country in turmoil, no electricity, no power. He's going to Rwanda that is already being fixed. If Rwanda was not fixed by someone, we would be having a place to go to. Like, the point is, the suffering, the hopelessness of the people is what is making people to look the other way around. Like the Edo State governor rightly said, they are looking for an option. People are really, really tired and fed up. But unfortunately, you know, it's not enough. Like, it would be what he's going to do, his manifesto, things, his plans, they're not really enough. Where I come from, Nigeria, religion, ethnicity, poverty, demography, illiteracy, all these things, they play a part in who decides, you know, what decides the results of the election. Although, yeah, this phenomenon is totally different from what we have before in the political class, the status quo as we know it. Uncle Jimmy, I don't know if you've heard them say, like, we need to give shishi. Like, we're not giving
money. Yeah, don't give shishi, yes.
We need to give shishi. You know, it's a little bit kind of a tsunami. There are donations from everywhere. People like kind of they're focused like, oh, this is what we want. But it's not totally enough. What I can't wait to witness is the debate, the presidential debate between him and these two people. Because he will have an edge over those guys there. Because there are questions that those guys, Atiku and Tinubu, cannot really, really be comfortable to answer. But notwithstanding, another part I want to really talk about, your caller called in, Angela, is the Northwest, the Kwankwaso stuff. We heard him trying to align with the Kwankwaso because, obviously, let's state it for a fact, Obi cannot achieve this without a strong, not just an alliance, a strong alliance with someone, a block from the North. Now, we are all looking towards Kwankwaso. I even consider not even Wike, Kwankwaso, the bride. Because I look at Kwankwaso as, I think Peter needs him than he needs Peter. Why do I say so? If Kwankwaso goes to APC, they will welcome him with open arms. If he goes to PDP, they need him. So he knows how important he is. And he knows he cannot pick that ticket. He cannot be a president. So also, is Peter cannot, he cannot. So I think Peter needs Kwankwaso now more. Because if he goes either ways to APC, or to PDP, if he alliance with his brother in the Northeast, wow, it's cool, he wins. If it goes to those to APC, the same thing. And there's one thing we should not rule out. If you're these two guys, this APC and PDP, if Peter Obi has an MSc in politics, these guys are Professor Emeritus. They are good at this game.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
God bless you, and have a nice time in Indonesia. I'll be on that side of town one of these days. I got to look you up, okay?
All right. Please, I'll keep saying, please do.
Enjoy yourself. Right.
All right.
So, hey, look, we got a call from Indonesia. We got a call from, where was the first one? It was from, I can't remember again. So let's keep it going. I like the tone that we are getting, and I like the way it is going. By the way, tomorrow, the discourse, we are going to look at what's going on at the Supreme Court. I'm still trying to get a resource person. It's been a bit difficult. I get a sense that one or two people that I've contacted might not just want to, might be too controversial for them to handle, because you never know if you're a lawyer, and the last thing you want to do is to be critical about what's going on in the Supreme Court. But we'll still, whatever materials we get, and I'm sure I'll get a lawyer, we've gotten a reaction from the Bar Association. I'll read that to you tomorrow, the signed reaction. And I'm sure I'll be able to get some lawyers for you tomorrow. So don't forget, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll be looking at the Supreme Court issue. Okay? Right. So let's... Oh, my God. I have 3 Skypes. But let's take a local call here. Hello, morning. That line is bad. Let's take another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, bro, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
God bless you. My name is Akons, calling from Aja.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for what you brought on this morning.
Yes.
Everybody, all eyes, is dropping water because of the condition of Nigeria. And the more we live, the more days are coming and things are worsening. Even rich are crying, because of the poor. Poor are going to the grave. They are always going to the grave every day. And nobody is looking for the eyes of those people that is crying. It won't blame me. It won't blame anybody, because there are some people that is getting for this matter. There are those happening in Nigeria. Without this happening in Nigeria, they can't be there. But what surprised me is this, that this man come up and said that he's a present for everybody. It's not for a president for only one particular place. But now what is happening? Killing here and there.
No, you're deviating from the topic. I've said we should keep to the topic. Leave this man. We are looking at the future. Don't leave. We know everybody has his own opinion about the current person. We don't want to be distracted. Okay, that's what happens. I know you might hear things that are burning in your heart, but we don't want to be distracted. We want to look at this new phenomenon that is coming up. We're not saying that, how would I put it? It's not an official stamp to it, but because it is a new phenomenon, it needs to be studied. You can't run away from this. So I'm running a risk of being accused of by certain persons of, okay, it's like I'm putting a spotlight on the candidate. But no, I will stand my ground on this. It's a phenomenon. You can't ignore it. I'm glad even the governor has not ignored it. So talk less of us in the media. But in doing so, I have to draw a balance and be extremely careful. So let's stick to the topic. Okay? One of these days I'll have open mic. Then you can say everything that you like. Okay, we can say everything that you like. Within reason, not in here. Nobody know where you go talk. No, within reason, okay? All right. I think we can take a few more callers. Should we go back to Skype? Yeah, let's go back to Skype. Hello, morning. Hello?
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Osa. I'm calling. I'm using Skype to call from Lagos.
Why do you have to say that they are using Skype to call from Lagos?
Maybe you think Skype is from...
You'll be criminal. Why do you have to...
It's easier to get you guys on Skype than to
You let out the secret now. Now so Skype will be
magic finger for that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I want to go straight to the point. Just give me 2 minutes. Now, I find in different fora that I am, I see people talking about structure.
Hmm.
And you know, and I feel that we're still holding on to the old. You know, and these things are we are getting more advanced and advanced. 65% of our population are between 16 years and 35 years old. So we cannot be thinking as 70 years old people now. If the truth of the matter is that it's dicey at the way it is in Nigeria now, and we are saying people don't come out to vote. I know how many times in the last 9 years I've been listening to you, Mr. Jimmy, and you keep talking about people to come out, register and vote and do their this. These people are now voting, and now we are finding excuses again. What kind of people are we? I am very happy that everybody is cautious that your vote matters. Even if they want to come and buy it, at least it matters now. They will just write the figures again. So we are improving from the 1999 election up to this very moment. It's an improvement. So even if Peter Obi or whatever did not win this election, at least a statement has been made. And it's for the betterment for all of us. Do we like to continue like this? So let's stop all this structure. What is structure? Madam from Abuja was talking about somebody in the polling booth, somebody standing there. These young men will volunteer themselves. They will stay there in the polling unit. What's the big thing? Stay in the polling unit. We saw what happened in my state, Edo State, last year. Is it last year or so, during the election? We saw young men chasing people with money to come and buy, to come and bribe electorate there at the polling unit. We saw those things. So there's an awareness. And we all should be happy for it. We all should thank God that we're seeing this in our lifetime. We see these things. You know, you're talking about Big Brother. You say, okay, they go around, they watch this every day, we should change their mindset. Now they have changed their mindset, and people are still complaining. What kind of people are we?
People are not complaining. Also, let me quickly add that. Nobody's complaining.
No, it's not only people. I hear people saying, this thing, they don't have structure. I hear people saying all those
things. Actually, those who say those things, some of them are just apprehensive. We need to be careful, you know, with the way we react to those things. In any case, the truth of the matter is that in any situation, it is the negatives that ginger you to the positive. So don't let's bother about that, okay? It is the negatives like that then spark you up and wire you up to do the positive. So I'd like to know that. Yes,
right. It's going to be an interesting scenario. So
I wanted to ask you quickly before we go, because it's 9:49. Okay. In what context would you put Obaseki's statement?
The context, I will put it that even the political establishments are getting apprehensive and they are getting afraid of what is going on now. You know, the people that you think they are docile, they are just sitting down there, at the end of the day, we just have some people to come and vote, and the other day we apportion the vote amongst ourselves, and somebody wins and go away. It's not so now. So they are seeing people who have been pushed to the wall. And they are seeing desperation in the hearts of these young men and women who want a change, who want a better society for themselves, who want the benefits of this country to accrue to them. They are seeing those people now. So the political establishment are getting afraid. And
yes.
And the truth of the matter is that it's about eight months long election. This is the longest time we ever had to go to an election. The longest period we ever had.
Yes.
The last we had was that you do primaries around December, then you after Christmas celebration and New Year celebration, then you hop into some private jet and move around some cities and just shout your party slogans and just take something out, give you water and light, then you move on. But this time around, issues will be based. Things you have to discuss. You have to have town meetings. You have to come to Jimmy Disu's program. You have to talk all over the country. You have to meet different people. So everybody will see what you want to see. Everybody hold no heart for something to hold on to what you want. We are promising people. So it's a long haul. No, it's 9-8 months. We are using the same period that we're using in the United States. That's what we're using. Look at the United States. They have their primaries. They have their primaries between January to June. Then you go to your convention. Then you go to that square off with the opposite party. And that's like the campaign. Less than 3 months.
Okay, so I got to go. I know you're warming up.
Warming up. Yes, so we are with the people.
Can I take, is it possible for me to take just one more? A quick one. I can do a quickie on this. Okay. Okay, no, I'll just do one. One quickie is fine.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Thank you, Kujimi. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hey, I'm happy you took my call, sir. If it will take all of us, all the youth, you see, we don't want to vote all this while, Kujimi. Are you getting me, sir?
Yes.
The reason we have not been voting because we don't have a candidate to vote for. That is why we have been sitting there. But now we have a candidate. I am not an Igbo man. I've never belonged to any political party. I'm just for a movement. I want to see my children live a good life.
Okay, but fine.
We want to beg Kwakwan. So if you take us to begging, we don't mind.
Okay. Since you started with we, you have messed up the agreement. But I'm sure you will understand. We don't want propaganda here just yet.
Sorry. Okay, sir, no problem. Sir.
But you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I completely understand.
All right, that's where we're going to end it for today. The general consensus, at the very least, is that it's becoming exciting. At the very least, you can't take that away from this movement. The major thing is for it to have a clear direction. But that also stands for the two other parties, because the two other parties have obstacles. I'm sure you read Bloomberg. They have obstacles. The Bloomberg is imagining how any of the other two candidates will tackle the issue of corruption, given the perception baggage that they carry with them. They started calling out the candidates, they're pretending not to hear. But I think that this time around, we are going to insist that when you are called out on any issue, you have to address it, because we've been giving our leaders too much leeway. Too much leeway we've been giving them. Well, that's where we'll end it for today. Do we do a repeat exercise next week? Possibly. It might not be on Obi. It might be on any other thing. But we'll do more of this. As these issues come up, we'll examine them. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I'd like to thank Isoke. I'd like to thank Philip. I'll be back again 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be looking at the issue between my Lord the Justices and my Lord the CJN of Nigeria. Don't miss it. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Mobile network operations.
Shaping our present and the future.
Don't arrest me.
You said he can't.
Don't block anything.
The vast majority of men and women of the police force are hardworking and diligent in performing their duty.
Policies and its makers.
I have been crying out. What is there in our time now is that the cost of government is too much.
Community and the dwellers.
Stop playing the ostrich. I came here now and the officers are saying I cannot exercise my rights.
We bring them all to you. The news on Nigeria Info. Top of the hour. Every hour. Nigeria Info News. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
I find the strength I need every time that I look into your eyes. Oh, when the night comes, you hold me in your arms and you say, I'll never let you go, my sweet baby. You'll never let me down.
Mother's love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
Do you have
have a dream of owning a land that will appreciate within a period of 6 to 12 months? Then call Vines Realty. Vines Realty has properties in the fastest developing area in Lagos State, Ibeji-Lekki, the new business hub of Lagos. Properties ranging from 1 million naira to 10 million naira only. You can also spread payments across 24 months. Enjoy 10% discount on all our estates and win lots of amazing prizes like a free deed of assignment. Call us now on 0800-400-0300 or visit our website at www.advinesrealtyng.com. All our social media handles are Advines Realty NG. Hurry now! Offers valid till 6th of July 2022. So call 0800-400-0300. Visit us at Suite 4, 2nd Floor, Dominion Plaza, off Ibuefo Bus Stop, Lekki, Lagos. Think Lens, Think Vines.
They don't disconnect your line sake of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, it gets some 5 easy steps you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785# 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number +234 903 300 0001. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you no can get national identification number, just waka enter any MTN store or NIMC center we near you, or visit the MTN website to book appointment. Make you do any of these things sharp sharp, oh! Opportunity see day now, oh! Make I ask yourself, now waiting will they do today?
Hey, Alpha now. You start your day like this. Everything is going well until the unexpected happens. Then, hey, the bass boss begin.
Why would you hit me?
If you get our Flexi Comprehensive Motor Insurance Plan, you can save yourself the and the painful cost of repairing the damage to your vehicle for as low as 15,000 naira a year. If someone bashes your car, we pay to